Biden's parole pipeline, illegal alien linked to terrorism among 1.4 million freed into U.S. at southern border. By John Binder on August 9, 2023. An illegal alien, now wanted for allegedly funding terrorism, is among an estimated 1.4 million border crossers and illegal aliens who have been released into the United States through President Joe Biden's parole pipeline. In April 2021, the Venezuelan illegal alien crossed the United States-Mexico border near San Luis, Arizona. He was briefly detained by Border Patrol agents, deemed inadmissible, and given a notice to appear, NTA, in federal immigration court. The illegal alien was subsequently released into the U.S. Interior thanks to Biden's parole pipeline that offers migrants a path into American communities despite likely having invalid claims for asylum and having been declared inadmissible. Only a few months later, in August 2021, a criminal court in Valencia, Venezuela, issued an arrest warrant for the illegal alien for charges related to fraud, money laundering, association with organized crime, and funding terrorism. By that time, the illegal alien was living in Chicago, Illinois, a popular destination for thousands of migrants who have been released through the parole pipeline. Related, immigrants make camp, scatter belongings and trash in police stations around Chicago. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents arrested the illegal alien on August 8 and he will remain in federal custody pending deportation proceedings. The illegal alien is among an estimated 1.4 million border crossers and illegal aliens, according to the Center for Immigration Studies, who have been released into American communities specifically through Biden's parole pipeline. This is a foreign population the size of the population of Hawaii. Hundreds of thousands of others, as well as known gotaways, have entered the United States Interior since Biden took office. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.